Welcome to Brussels on Tap 120 Seconds, reporting from Brussels for the week of August 8th. This time, try breaking out your telescopes for an up-close view of what's happening around the world and above it. Last Monday, the militaries of South Korea, Japan, and the United States kicked off a ballistic missile defense exercise near Hawaii. The Pacific Dragon exercise will continue until this coming Sunday, and will also be joined by Australia and Canada this time. The exercise is intended to coordinate against the evolving North Korean nuclear threat, which comes with convenient timing, as last week North Korea made new threats of nuclear mobilization. In other news, the United Nations Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination International Convention begins today, Monday, and continues until August 30th. The committee will be considering state reports from Azerbaijan, Benin, Nicaragua, Slovakia, Suriname, the United States, and Zimbabwe. This Tuesday, Kenyans will be lining up at polling stations to elect the president, deputy president, members of the Senate, National Assembly representatives, county governors, and members of county assemblies. Kenya is the largest economy in East and Central Africa, and its second largest export market is the EU. This election represents a true test of the robustness of its institutions to adapt to a host of new political actors. Lastly, take a break from all our earthly squabbles this week and look up to the stars instead. The annual Perseids meteor shower will be passing through on Friday night. You could spot up to 100 meteors an hour around midnight. If you miss this, on Sunday night you'll be able to see Saturn and its rings at their brightest. Thanks for joining us for another week. We'll see you next time, and until then, stay safe and stay tuned.